This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange Basics for first-time investors, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The first time you hear about a 1031 exchange, it can sound like a loophole or something only big investors use. It isn't. It's a long-standing, widely used part of the tax code with a simple core idea. When you reinvest the proceeds of an investment property sale into more real estate, you can defer the tax and keep all your equity working. Investors of every size use it, and the basics are very learnable. This guide is your starting point, the big idea, the key terms, a plain example, the rules, the common questions, and exactly how to begin your first exchange the right way. Sell an investment property outright and you pay capital gains tax, leaving less to reinvest. Exchange it under Section 1031 and you defer that tax, carrying your full equity into the next property. That's the whole idea: defer, don't pay, and keep your money working. Over time, repeated deferral compounds into meaningfully more wealth than selling and paying as you go, because you're always reinvesting pre-tax dollars. Each cycle, your equity base is larger than it would have been had you sold and paid tax. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.